In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
John was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. On a day like today, the seminary community has come to expect profound words from the pulpit at Cramer Chapel. After all, we are announcing the placement of new servants of the church, new workers in the kingdom of God. And that deserves a preacher with the wisdom of, say, Solomon or Dr. Fakencher. As it happens, today you get me. You see, I really don't know what to tell you about what the future holds for you, what the days and years ahead will be like as you go forth to serve your Lord. I can't tell you how God will use you in his kingdom as your life unfolds. All I can tell you is that, first, his plans are probably quite different than yours. I was reflecting the other day on the fact that it was 25 years ago that I was a fourth-year seminarian sitting in these pews, thinking about where God might have sent me. My plans were to spend my life as a country pastor in a small rural parish where I could simply tend God's people and shepherd them from baptism to the grave. If I was that wrong about my own future, how much more wrong would I be if I tried to prophesy about yours? The other thing I know is that all of us are here and just for a while. And it's a short while, really, at that. But that's really how it should be. However many years God allows each of us in this world, it is truly but a moment in eternity. Generations come and they go. So will mine. So will yours. All that's left is that which really matters anyway, and this is the day of salvation, and this is the day to proclaim Jesus, because only he is forever. Notice what Jesus said about John. John was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. You know, no preacher had a greater message than that of John. Think about it. This was John the Baptist. While yet in his mother's womb, he leapt for joy when Mary came into the room. This was the preacher who stood by the river and saw in the crowd one and declared, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." This is the preacher who said, "He must increase, but I must decrease." St. John the Baptist, though greater than any man born of a woman, was but a voice in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord. And so are you, and so am I. No matter what vocation God might have for us, that vocation is ours only for a time. It has been said that one should always preach as a dying man to dying people. And I think that is so absolutely true. Because remember, there is no guarantee that during that next week, someone who heard that sermon will still be alive. It happens in every pastor's ministry where you preach on Sunday and one of God's sheep who heard you goes to be with his or her Lord that week, and the next sermon you preach is at a funeral. What was the last thing you said to that person? What's the last word of God that he or she heard? You are preaching to dying people, and remember, you are a dying man. The day will come when you will preach your last sermon. What would you say if you knew that this sermon, the next one you preach, would be your last? The preacher cannot forget that he is mortal and must someday preach that last sermon. Today, future pastors, deaconesses, will hear their names called and the places that they will serve will be announced. Only the Lord knows what the future holds for you there. But at most, and at best, you will be a burning and shining lamp, casting not your own light, but the light of Christ into the darkness of the world, even if it is only for a while. But you know, as transitory as we in fact are, the light that we carry is not. The prophet Isaiah wrote long ago that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. That is what gives permanence to these transitory lives that we have and these transitory ministries. The eternal, you see, is not found by gazing into some mirror of self-reflection, but it is found in gazing into the written word of God in order that one might see there the living word of God. Jesus said, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me." Here is the gift of eternal life to all that we serve and to all those who serve. It is found in the one who gives life and light to all the world. He gives life and light because he is all things. From eternity, he is God, the creator of all that exist. Yet this same creator God so loved his rebellious creation that he, in fact, entered into that creation itself in order to redeem all whose lives were under the curse of the fall. It is true, a great darkness had descended upon this world and all humanity on that day our first parents brought death into the world. But he, the Creator, was and is greater than the darkness, greater than sin, greater than death. You and I are here because God has loved us, not because we are worthy to be here, not because we have some light within ourselves that the world needs. We are here because God has loved us and has redeemed us not with silver and gold, but with the holy, precious, innocent blood of his Son, Jesus. We are here not because we have life in and of ourselves, but because there was one who entered into a tomb and rose on Easter morning, bringing the only real life this world could ever know, the life of the resurrection. We are here today because he who spoke all things into existence has also called us and called out our name in the water of baptism. We are here today because this same one has sent servants into our lives throughout our lives, that we might be shepherded, might be fed with he who is the bread of life. And he will continue until that day when he calls us out of this world into his very presence. And on that day, all of our labor comes to an end. This is the Lord who calls today. This is the Lord who calls servants into his harvest fields. Servants who know that they have no life and light of their own, but only reflect his precious life and light. Servants who know they are transitory, but that they serve the one who is eternal. Servants who have but one message, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Servants who need and seek no other reward than to hear from the Master, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.